Hello, yes, testing, John. Are you in there? Yes, I am. Everybody hear me okay? I got all this high-class equipment, and I don't know if it's working. Yeah,
it's
that's
working.
Okay. All right. So here we are. It's Wednesday. I'm John. She's Whit. Whitney Reynolds, host of The Whitney Reynolds Show. So I know that you've been reflecting on the past decade because... Did you just end season 10 or you're going to go into season 10?
We ended season 10. But before I start there,
yes.
I just want to say that this intro cracks me up. Is it every Wednesday? Sometimes. No. Like to this day, I'm in here and you just get me giggling right before we start this segment. Because I love it. Because sometimes it's Wednesdays with Whit and other
sometimes,
Wednesdays.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just Wednesday.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So we just wrapped season 10 and it does feel really, really weird to think about how many stories in the last 10 seasons have really created impact, not only for our city, but now for the nation. So it's one of those things of, you know, as we look ahead going into 2026, I just keep thinking about, you know, all the listeners that are listening today about what we can do to really own our story and step into that to create change.
Well, you know, I think that's true for a lot of us who do shows on a regular basis over years and years and years, that we are so focused on what's happening immediately that when something like a 10-year anniversary rolls around and you pause for a moment and you take a look back and you go, wow, look at all of that. Because when you were doing it, you're in it. If you follow my reasoning on that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, it's so true. And especially like in television and radio, we're always kind of planning that next story, but it has been very surreal. Another thing is in 2026, I'm turning 40. And
uh-oh.
So I know I keep thinking about this city.
Oh my God. I don't know what to do. You can't come on anymore.
Oh my gosh. Please don't age shun me. But with that, you know, I stepped into telling stories. And at the time when I moved to Chicago and started, it was not the Whitney Reynolds Show then. It was Weekends with Whitney and it was on NBC and it was an Around the Town show. But that was something that I was like 24 years old. I've been now doing this and stepping into these stories of hope. And so it has been truly incredible to kind of reflect. And these PBS specials have been replaying a lot of the different stories that we've done over the years. And I don't want to be known necessarily as a show that always is so hard that people say, okay, buckle up for this show because it's so delicate in nature.
Yeah.
We tell amazing stories of hope, but sometimes they do go extremely deep in what they had to go through to find that hope. But as we walk into 2026, we want people to know that we still want to be that huge voice of hope, but also share these stories that bring resilience and also so much joy to people's lives.
Well, I think, you know, when people see shows where the type that you do, where people face up to adversity, go through it and come out on the other side, if that's something similar that the viewer is facing, that's something they can refer to as an example that gives them hope.
It's so true. And we all have those moments in our lives if we can really connect the dots on those. I think about Kim Fuck, who taught us what it means to really carry pain. She was the cover of a magazine when a bomb dropped on her and she was covered and a photographer took a picture of her literally trying to run for her life in, she was naked as a child and she made the cover of a magazine for that. And for years, Kim held that, why did he take a picture of me? Why was I that symbol in that moment?
Wait a minute. Is this the picture from Vietnam?
Yes.
That's an iconic photo. Everyone knows what you're talking about.
Well, that's what's so crazy, John, is when I was sitting across from her and I was learning about her story.
Wow.
The anger she had for so many years was there. But by the time people come on our show, they have to move. I don't want to say past that anger, but they have to go into their story and see the hope they can give others. Yeah. And that's what she's doing now. She has started a nonprofit. The photographer who she was mad at for decades actually is one of her best friends, and they still travel the world together, and they bring so much hope. And so it's really incredible. When we were sitting across from her doing her story, it was one that you could see that the pain did transform. Man. And now there is hope on the other side.
Well, as I just said, that photo of her as a child with, I think her skin was being, was
yes,
coming off. I mean, it was in the middle of some sort of fighting, and they're running in the middle of a dirt road in Vietnam, and a photographer just spontaneously, takes a photo, mm-hmm, and then goes and develops the film and goes, whoa,
yeah,
look at this. And that went everywhere. Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. And if they don't, they can actually Google her name and then also the Whitney Reynolds Show and see the interview, because it was one. And that when I was thinking back the 10 years, yeah, and the stories we've told, Kim is one that has totally touched my heart in so many ways. But she had to go through that pain to really see the transformation. And now she's channeling what she went through to help others. Mm. I also think of Johnny Van, who became not only my first Emmy nomination with his interview, but also he became a dear friend. Now, Johnny is no longer here on earth with us, but he was one that was one of the bravest, strongest military veterans I know. And he went there with his story. And so often people get closed off in parts they don't want to open back up. And I remember, mm-hmm, And this time, when I was taping with Johnny over the 10 years, I was actually in Evanston back in the day, and I was taping in this little studio, and Johnny came in, and he just blew us all away with how he went there, with not only how brave and resilient, but then also where his weakness was when he came back from serving, mm-hmm, and what we need to do for our veterans. And so I remember his interview so vividly because, like I said, he became a friend after his interview, and he was just so candid. And I think it's so awesome when we can open up about our stories, and that's exactly what he did. So these are just a few of them that I've been thinking, yep, about in these 10, yep, seasons.
It's a Wednesday with Whit. That's Whitney Reynolds, host of the Whitney Reynolds Show. We'll do more when we come back on 720 WGN. Wednesdays with Whit here at 720 WGN. I'm John Landecker. She's Whitney Reynolds.
Hey.
So we've been talking about some of the highlights of your last decade, but I want to make sure that we touch on some of the things that are coming up. I know that you interviewed Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That's something.
Yeah, he was fabulous. We were at the Anthony M. Theater, and he is working on a new play, Bernadette.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting sometimes because I get pulled in rooms where I'm the only talk show host. And so I was sitting in the green room with a lot of priests, actually.
Oh, man.
And And so it was fascinating to me because when I got the call that we were going to have the opportunity to interview Kelsey Grammer, it was, I've watched him over the years in all these different roles.
Sure.
And to be sitting across from him, and, I own our show and I host it, but they had their own team filming. And so I came in to the room and I said, hey, guys, I really love to hug our interviewees before we sit down. It's great B-roll. And they were kind of hesitant, and it was so great because Kelsey goes, let's let her do it. So it was great. I thought in that moment, oh my goodness, I can't wait to tell my mom about what's happening after this, because she watched Frasier forever. But as I was studying up on his newest, what he's working on and bringing it to Chicago, and then understanding the reasoning behind developing this play and bringing it here, it was truly incredible. It actually has a much deeper meaning of what it was like for loss with him when he lost his sister, and then kind of the different roles that he's played over his life and why it's important to bring faith into the play scene.
Every time, I don't know every time, but my experience has been that when major personalities / stars from show business, whether it be movies or television, they travel with their own entourage. That might not be the right word, but a PR person.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody who oversees what's going on. And those PR people, they want to be in control.
Well, that's what was really incredible about the interview is he teared up twice. And I thought maybe he's just in a season of his life where he tears up and teared up. And so his PR person came up to me afterwards and was like, you know, I haven't seen him get that emotional. And that was something to me that as I watched it in playback and as we were working on it and editing, I thought, wow, there is so much emotion. And if I would have been able to hone in on that a little bit more, that he wasn't tearing up for everybody, I would have maybe asked a few more questions because it was very fascinating to me. So I can't wait to release that. We've been doing streaming earlier. We release things digitally much faster than it hits television because our seasons are fall and spring. But on all of the streaming on Tubi, on the PBS app, you'll be able to catch it. And we're going to drop that one next week.
So when I know you might have said this, and maybe I just missed it. When does the new season officially start?
So we kick off in, well, I feel like we should do a drum roll. Brrr. We a little Clark Griswold for us here. We kick off in April of 2026. Mm-hmm. But again, if we want to be that strongest voice of hope, you can always digest our newest content either through streaming or on social. I'm really, really enjoying how we're doing these recuts for Instagram and TikTok. So it's really incredible because we have a different following on those platforms. And so we're able to take what, you know, might hit television as a 10-minute interview, we'll hit streaming as a 4, but then on TikTok, Instagram, it's going a minute 30, but you still get all these wild doses of hope with it.
Yes, indeed. I mean, social media is a necessary tool for anyone who wants to get their message across. You just have to use it. It's just not, you know, let's go on television and that'll be that. You've got these other things, Instagram, TikTok, who knows what else, streaming services, that you have to take advantage of. But I know, speaking of television, I know that you did have a successful crossover with WGN-TV.
Oh, my goodness. It was the most, you know, I want to say we're always growing every season, but this one really hit home. We were able to go on their morning show and talk about it leading up to it. But what really a Whitney Reynolds crossover is taking our hope-driven content and placing it on other networks because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, when you own a national talk show, you have the right to rebroadcast. And so for me, if we really want to be this voice, no matter what network you're on, and they said it perfectly. I was in an interview recently and they said, Whitney, you're one of the only people we know that takes what could be people consider competitors and say, we're going to be on all of them and unite them. And so that's what we did. We went on WGN TV with this. We did our season 10 crossover where we brought the different topics and then a local expert. And so we taped with a live audience, and I'm not going to mention those video boards because you gave me a hard time last time, John.
You can say how much you like your video boards.
I'm not going to do it this time.
No,
but we taped with a live audience, and it was beautiful because we got to bring in these experts and really Chicago being our home market. We always are dedicated to moving the dial forward here and making sure that people know how much we love our home market. And so with that, there was a couple extra surprises for the audience and the viewers. Mm-hmm. We were able to give a lot of different giveaways to the direct audience. And then for the viewers at home, we were able to give some bonus offers. You can go to WhitneyReynolds.com and see all those. It's basically WhitneyReynolds.com/giveaways, but Peach Skin Sheets is offering 20% off. And then we have a big fun party coming up in January with Jim Marzullo with 10 West Real Estate. It's a mix and master class at the Metropolitan Club. And then Together at Peace is also offering a special Comfort Club membership for viewers. And you can find all of that online.
You continue to amaze me with your nonstop schedule and incredible energy to do all of this, which is very admirable. Don't take it as a negative.
No,
it's really pretty cool to know somebody like that.
It's funny though, because as we're getting ready for Christmas in our house, I'm actually going to take off for a little bit. And it's funny because as I'm getting older, I want to be able to do everything I do with a little more ease, whether that's work or, you know, whatever it is. And so this is going to be an interesting time because I'm taking off a couple weeks and I have never done that. So
you've never taken off a couple of weeks?
No, I've owned a show, John, since I've been 24. Like I told my team, I'm throwing them a brunch tomorrow. And I told them, I said, after this, sign out of your emails, guys. We'll talk in the new year. So everybody's like, wait, what?
I think it's about time you take 2 weeks off.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll report back. When we do Wednesdays with Wit in January, I'll report back how this went for me.
Very good. And I can't wait till our next Wednesdays with Wit. Thanks for being with us, Whitney.
Thank you, John.
You betcha.